Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Tes. Samach Tes, as we continue our discussion of Nosei Tam Lefgam. Yesterday we ended up with a story of a mouse that fell into the beer. A story that hopefully we won't have to rely on Halacha L'maisa at any time soon, or anything like it. Even though you look through the Tshuva Svarim, there's many, many, many stories about this type of these type of issues about the animals falling in, a cat, a mouse. Rachman al Islam sometimes tragic stories about parts of human beings or human beings being involved. But hopefully it'll all stay for us at the Beis Medrash. The principles of Nosei Tam Lefgam we could take out of it, but that's okay. Anyway, so the Gemara said, if you remember, a mouse fell into the beer and Rav Asard. Rav Asard, they weren't sure why he Asard. So, the Rabbanan said, a friend of Rav Sheshes, maybe he Asard because he holds Nosei Tam Lefgam as Asar. So Rav Sheshes says, no, maybe Rav, and that would be a Chiddush because we don't hold that way. We don't want to say that Rav holds like a Remeir because we don't hold that way. So Rav Sheshes answered, no, it's possible that Rav could hold like us, Nosei Tam Lefgam is Mutter, but here's a Chiddush. Here's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Because a mouse is disgusting. Bichlal. Mimis ma'is. Let's go with Tosas of Pshat, because that's the more Pshuto. And it's disgusting, and yet it's still Usser. What does that mean? It must mean that Tom is not a factor in this, regarding this Isser. And therefore, it is Usser, even it is, if it is no Sitam Lefkam. Right? That's basically, it's an exception to the rule. The Rabbanan then continued to say to Rav Sheshes, if it's not totally on Tom at all, it's just the idea, this Chefza, is problematic, so then maybe it should be even lach v'yavish. Doesn't matter if it's lach v'yavish. Even why does the Mishnah say in a Nida that is matami lach v'matami yavishin? Right, if it's not totally on tam, so even if it's dry and crunchy, it should be tameh, and it should be usser. Right, we are comparing here. The Gemara just doesn't make a big deal about it, but the Gemara is comparing hilchos tumah v'tahara and hilchos isurim. Just like it should be in the tameh in the world of tumah v'tahara, it should also be usser. So the Gemara doesn't argue with that. So the Gemara says, well, a minute, if you want to tell me that it's a din in chefzes, so what about Shechva Zera? Shechva Zera also should be betami lach v'yavish, and it's not. What must it be then? Because Shechva Zera obviously is not about taste, so therefore why is it dafka lach and yavish? Because the definition of Shechva Zera is fresh, Shechva Zera. Re'uya lahazriya. That's the definition of Shechva Zera. So what do you do with taste? So here too, it could be that even though taste is not a factor, because it is mimis mois, still it might be only moist is usser, and it is, that only moist is usser, recently after their death, and not later. Not because of taste. Taste is not a factor, you're right, but this is part of the definition of how to define it as the object. So just one, I want to mention one source related to the Shechva Zera being Re'uya LaHazriya. So that comes up very lamaisa in Hilchos Nida. So you know, Re'uya LaHazriya, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the Chazal assumed that Re'uya LaHazriya lasted 72 hours. 72 hours, three-day period. That's why the source is by Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Yisrael, Al tikshu alisha shloshes yamim, 3 days before, so that they are all tame from any type of tumah shechva zera. And because of that, that is the basis for a halacha that we know. We know that midaraisa, only a zava has to count shiva nikiyim, and not a nida. A zava, a woman who sees at an unusual time of the month. But bizman hazeh, the Gemara says, chumra de Reb Zera, or Nashim Sidkanios, during the time of Reb Zera, they were machmar latzman to wait shiva nikiyim, no matter what. Even if a woman sees tibasam kachardel bizman hazeh, she waits, because we don't know. Zava, nida, too complicated for us. So therefore, every time a woman sees any type of dam, so she waits shiva nikiyim. But, as the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud Aleph, a woman cannot, lamaisa, start counting shiva nikiyim immediately. Right when she becomes clean. What does she have to do? What if she only sees, if she has a very short cycle, she sees for 2 days, and then she can do a Hefzik Tara, she can start counting already. No good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one cannot start counting until at least, the Shulchan Aruch says, at least 4 days since the start of the previous flow. Why? Because Chazal enacted that not only does a woman have to have 7 clean days from any Nida, from any uterine blood, but also 7 clean days from any Pleita Shechva Zera, from any seminal emission. And how long is that? So Chazal assumed, based on our Gemara, Re'uya LaHazriya is defined as 72 hours, which, if it starts in the middle of one day, going 72 hours exactly to the middle of 3 days from now, so really it's 4 days that are knocked out. the day of the bia, and then it's 72 hours later, which ends up, if it's Sunday afternoon, or Sunday night, let's say that it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and it includes four days. That is why this, the minimum number is that the way, how much do you have to count, how much do you have to, does one have to wait before Hashem Nekiyim starts? 4 days based on this halacha of Pleitas Shech Vazera. A woman has to be not only clean from Damnida, but clean from any Pleitas Shech Vazera. Ashkenazic custom, the Ramah adds on two chumras here, two well-known chumras. Number one is the chumra of even if a woman was not with her husband right before right before she got her nida, so what are you worried about Shech Vazera for? Doesn't matter, low plug. Doesn't matter, she has to wait the 4 days. And number two, the second chumra of the Ramah is an extra day. Is the day of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is the Ben Hashmash's day. Why do you have to wait 5 days? That is the custom of Klal Yisrael to wait 5 days before Shem Nekiyim and not 4 days. Where does the fifth day come from? Because what if the Bia was a Ben Hashmash's one day? So what people might think that it was really Bayom, and really it was Balayla, and they'll start counting. Really, the Pleitas Shech Vazera goes one further day. So because of that case, that could be confusing, so we always add on an extra day. As we know, Bismana, generally, it doesn't matter because most women bleed for at least 5 days anyway, but this is the halacha based on the concept of Ru'i Lazria. This is in Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif. This is all one Sif in all Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud Aleph. I'll just read you the Ramah. The Ramah, V'tifsok Yom Dal Leis Erev, V'yom Hei Olol Minyan Zayin, V'yesha Kasvu, Sheyesh Lavdin Od Yom Echad, T'haynu Shlotatcho Limnos Ad Yom HaShishi, V'hu Yeh Yom Rishon L'Sfirasa, D'chayshinan, Shema T'shamish B'yom Rishon B'n Hashmashas, V'tizbar Shu Yom, V'ef Shashu Laila, if you start counting for the fifth day, it will be within 6 onos. It'll be within 72 hours. That's why we add on one more. Shrumas Hadeshen Viha Agur. V'chei Nogen B'chol Medinos Elu V'ein L'shanos. This is why, because you have the two stages, if there's ever any real Tzorach Gadol, then a posek might say, oh, one can do away with the fifth day. That's why the fifth day, if a woman has a very short cycle, and there are issues of peruvu, issues of fertility, if there's a case where one can, getting rid of the fifth day would help, so then there is flexibility there, because that was a second stage. The 4 days was the first stage of the Gzera, and then the second stage was the extra day, so that's why, in terms of Tzorach Gadol, being docha that fifth day, so that might occur, and a posik might allow it, be more flexible by that last day. But that's all based on the concept that our Gemara has of Ru'uya Lahazria. Okay, we're on the last skinny line. Says the Gemara, Maskev Lo Rav Simi Min Ahardo. Rav Simi asked, Umi Ma'is, is an achbar really disgusting? Mi Ma'is? V'ha'ola Shulchan Shamalachim. What do you mean? It's a fancy food. It goes up on king's tables. We have this lashon in the Bishlakim Sugyas. Ol al Shulchan Malachim. So what do you mean? It's arguing on the Metzias. It's not disgusting. It's beautiful. It's tasty. It's a delicacy. Amar Rav Simi Min Ahardo, Lo Kasha. Ha b'davra ha b'damasa. It depends on city mice and desert mice. City, one of them is the masa, the city mice. So Rashi says the masa akrasher yishuv mos. The city mice are they're mos. Nobody's gonna eat a city mouse, but a desert mouse. Oh, he hasn't been around pollution. He hasn't been around all the things that have affected him. Though desert mice, they are delicacies. Rashi says, look at Rashi, a squirrel balaz. Talking about squirrels. No squirrels in Israel. Right, then chutzlars were used to squirrels, but a squirrel balaz, right? So outside, they're delicacies. So that's the distinction. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Rava ends up the sugya. Hilchasa dosam of kam mutter. We pass in dosam of kam is mutter. The achbra b'shichra lo yadana by time of the Rav. But in this story, I still don't know what the maskana was. Why did Rav aser? Imi shum deksaver dosam of kam aser. Does he hold that dosam of kam is aser? And then v'lesel chazakavasei, and we don't paskin like that. Imi shum the ksaver knows dam of gam mutter v'yachmer b'shichra ashbuchim ashbach. Or is it because knows dam of gam is mutter and an achbar is not pogame? And he was starting, and whatever type of achbar it was not pogame. So unclear exactly the basis for Rav in the story. Okay, next case. Ibai lu nafal gochalamai. What if it had fallen into vinegar, not into beer? Vinegar is very strong. So with the strong content of the vinegar counter the pugum nature of the squirrel, and therefore make it that it's not nosen dam lefkam. So Amalei Rav Hillel, Rav Ashi, Hahu Uvda Bei Rav Kahana, Vasa Rav Kahana. The story happened with Rav Kahana and he asserted it. Amalei, no, Hahu Imartute Imartit. So right from Rav Kahana. Because in the Rav Kahana case, the whole animal fell apart. It fell apart and it never was taken out. It fell apart and the worry there was eating mamasho. It wasn't eating just the tam, which is our question here. It was amashus. So therefore, there was no, don't bring me riots from that case of Rav Kahana, because it fell apart and it was just an issue of eating the item itself. Rashi here says a chiddush. The Rishonim debate it. Rashi says, imartute imartit, second Rashi, lachatichos dachos katanos, and it fell into tiny little pieces. It disintegrated. Visheretz isuro bika'adosha kitumaso. Rashi didn't have to say this. Maybe he's just trying to say the Metzius. If you had such a big piece of Kezias, wouldn't you see it? So maybe that's why Rashi's saying it, but based on a halacha, that, and a sheretz, we know the size of the Isser of a sheretz that you have to eat is a lentil. It's a lentil seed size. Just like that's the size for its tumma. If it's that's the halacha, that's the size of its tumma, that's the halacha for its Isser. And therefore, chayshina, dimon bolech, atichl sheretz, pahadi chometz. You're worried that you're going to swallow the tiny little pieces, so it's not an issue of tam. But you worry about the pieces themselves, which have been nivla in the vinegar. So therefore, dumping rice from Kahana, that was the case. Rishonim quote Rashi, and first of all, the Ramban says, if you're worried about the pieces, why don't you just put it in a strainer? Put it in a strainer if you're worried about pieces. The Ramban says, I don't understand why Rashi says that. Just strain it and then be able to eat it. Therefore, the Ramban and the Ran give a different answer. It's not like it fell. It doesn't mean that it fell apart. No, it means that it was in there for a long time. That's what imartuti imartit means. And if it was in there for a long time, maybe over time it's less pogame, and that's why he answered it. V'yesh b'farsha says the Ramban imartuti imartit umigu deshah be tuva ad deimar de tavia ikalamechash doma agav churfe dechala mishani le'latami l'shvach. Doesn't have to do with falling apart. So tubshat, then what exactly the Gemara means? Does it mean that it fell apart, that it's still there? Or does it mean that it was in there for a long time, and therefore it might not be pugum, even though originally it was? The Ritva takes issue with the other detail of Rashi that we just said. What's the shear of eating a sheretz? Only in Adasha? That's the shear of the Isra Achila of a sheretz? Yes, we mentioned it came up in the Sefer HaMitzvos a couple of days ago. If you're talking about something that doesn't have to do with eating, then you can have a different shear. We mentioned, I think it was yesterday, the Isser of leaving over Karban Pesach. How much? There's an Isser of Nosar, being Moser, the Besar of the Karban Pesach. There's a separate Aver to leave over any other Karban. But the Rambam and the Chiddush have a separate mitzvah, an Isser d'Araisa, to leave over. How much? So the Sefer Chiddush language is, Shelo Yosir Klum of the Karban Pesach. And the Midrash Chiddush says, Klum? Any tiny amount? It sounds like he's emphasizing even less than a Kezias. Why? Because this has to do with the fact that you didn't eat it, but it's a separate Isser of leaving over. So it's possible that you don't eat a Kezias. But here is the Ritva, we're talking about Isser of eating. So what? That for Hilchus Tumah, you could say it's Kadasha. Says the Ritva, Ve'eno Nachon, Delomat Chada, Delomat Zinu B'shum Makom, Demidami Isser Tumah L'shiuro, El Kol Isser and B'Kezias. Says Ritva, strong kasha. You never find anywhere that it should be in Isra Achila. And he quotes at the bottom that the Rashba agrees, and maybe there's a Gemara in Me'ila that says it. Maybe there is a source for Rashi, but the Ritva doesn't think it's a source. I don't find it anywhere. Va'od the afilo avishir b'kezayis. Even the shir, if the shir is a kezayis, he quotes the Ramban's problem. In machatichos adakos hein sham balonis tananu to kuli almas l'shtozel shem yivlami menu. So he says, forget. He says, you want to say it's tiny. So I have another problem. You can't strain it. You didn't like what the Ramban said. But what's the whole issue here that you said there's a question here? My, it's for sure usher if the pieces are inside. And it's sositable, it's lishvach possibly. Why? Because the kuli almas l'shtozel. There's an issur of chatzishir. Even if it's less than the shear, what do you have, Rashi? You have to come up with this. That is only a tiny case. Even if it's kezias, you're worried about the less amount. The Gemara in Yuma, as we know, chatzi shear, aser ben haTorah, we paskin. You only need the shear for the onesh. But for the iser, it is aser daraisa, even less than the shear. So that's what, again, sum up. We have two pshatim here, this line. What does this mean? That you can't bring me rayas from Rav Kahana's story, either because it was the pieces were in there, so you're not worried, just worried about Tom, or it's been in there for a long time, and maybe it turned shvach. Good. A little bit more. Ravina Savar, Lishiure B'me'avachad. Right, the story was that they wanted to be Mishaer if there was enough here to be Mevatelet in 101. Just like Truma, oh my look, Army Truma. It's not worse than Truma, that's not. Truma Ola Becher Mea. As we mentioned, when it comes to I'm not going to mention that already. When it comes to certain cases, Truma and Arla, even though most things are us batel b'shishim, as we'll have in a second, certain items are more machmir. So Truma is one, Truma is one in 200, Truma is one in 100, Kilei Akarim and Arla one in 200. So there are certain items that mean there are banan, what we have more chumras in laws of bittel. Amalei Rav Tachlifa Bar Gizel Ravina, once you're being machmir and treating it like Truma, Dilma ketavlin shel Truma, b'kedera. Dummy, tamayu. Maybe we should treat it like spices. It gives such a taste, like spices, even if it's less than the amount required, still it's gonna answer because spices affect the food. So even though a normal food is batel and one in 100 for truma, spices of truma could be even more machmir. Rav Achoy shir b'chal b'chamshin. Rav Achoy did one in 50. In when it came to vinegar, because since vinegar is very strong, he didn't even need 60. Rashi says even 50, it wouldn't give taste. Rav Shmuel braid Rav Ika shir b'shichar b'shisin. Rav Shmuel Rav Ika did 60 in shechar v'hilchasa idi v'idi b'shisin. Really, everything is 60 v'chei kol yisurin shabatora. Right, that's the halacha of shishim when it comes to min b'she'eno mino. Right, that's what we'll get to. But Bim Shein Amino, that's when it seems to cup the Shishim. Okay, a couple of points on the lines that we just read. First of all, Tosfos. A couple of Tosfos in here. Tosfos in Hahu. Tosfos says, Imartutzi Imartit. So it the items, we're worried about the, according to Rashi, the scroll actually fell apart. And therefore you have to be worried. Ask Tosfos, how do we eat honey today? How do we eat bee honey today? Aren't there pieces of the bees in the honey? So shouldn't you have to be worried about that? Yesh lo tamua achshav estosis heich anu ochlin devash devorim v'harei ragle hadvorim meuravim bedvash. There are bee legs in the honey. V'yavagav tahavi pekam mikamakom asher etz atzmo de'ifka mitzvah l'kulei alma. Like this Gemara says, if it's just taste, fine. But if it's the actual item, we don't think it's a whole bee. Whole bees are then birya, then it's not batel. But if it's parts of bees, so I guess today I've never seen a bee leg in honey. Maybe nowadays processing has gotten more developed, and we could make sure that there are no bee legs in our honey. But maybe things weren't as developed in Bizman Harishonim. So Tosfos asks, how is it possible? Lachain, he knew it. If he saw a bee leg, he took it out. That's Nikar HaIsser. But Lachain Nero Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam answers that the bee legs do not have the status of Isser. Devadai ragli advorim. Kivan the atzmos ba'almaninu mutarim. They're nothing like bones. And therefore, it's not a problem. Deha ha'atzmos tahorim. Because after all, again, Tosfos like the Gemara did. You know that bones are tahar, they don't contract tumah. So therefore, so too, they shouldn't be considered food regarding the halachas of bittel. There's another answer given based on a rush. The Russian brachas, I think we discussed this way back. The Russian brachas.
It's about the gelatin.
Sorry. Oh, we're going to talk about that in a second. Yesterday we spoke about it. Right. It can help with the gelatin issues as well. Right. Because that's what we mentioned yesterday. Some acronis. Certain parts of the anima, the status of etzem, or it even comes from bones, that it might not be usher. Right. Correct. There's a Russian brachas specifically about honey. The Russian Siman Lamed Hey in the sixth parak quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says specifically by honey, everything that falls into honey eventually becomes honey. That's what he says here. Honey has a certain type of property that whatever falls in eventually turns to honey. So therefore, no problem. So using that will be another answer. Be another answer to the question. So this is quoting Shulchan Aruch. How do we eat? Which one is this? How do we eat honey today? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Pei Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, Dine Dvarim Hayotzim Menachai. All these Yaradei Simanim come up about basis of the things that we do. Siman Pei Aleph, Sif Ches. This is all about the Gvina and other items. Sif Ches. Dvash Dvarim Mutter. You're allowed to eat honey. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. V'yafalpi, yeah, Baruch Hashem. V'yafalpi shegufin. Right. Imagine if we had to eat date honey for the Rosh Hashanah. I spoke about it on Yontif. Why the minhag is not to eat date honey. The minhag is only to eat bee honey. Think about it, because the bee honey is the only one that first is doesn't taste good, and at the end the chida says, and at the end tastes good. Tvash Dvarim is good from the start. So we dafke eat bee honey, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take all of our difficulties and turn them out latov in the end. The chida quotes that. We spoke about that on Yantif. Okay, anyway, so Tvash Dvarim Mutter. V'afal pi shagufei hadvarim mu'uravim bo. Even though there are parts of the bee in there, ukishem afrishin advash mehem machamamin umarsichin osani mahem mutter dahavi nosin tam lifgam. That is what Tosfos says. Nosin tam lifgam. Klomar says the shach gufei advarim atzman pokim advash for nosin lifgam. Okay, that's nosin tam lifgam, and therefore, based on what Tosfos says, it is mutter. That is number one on this sugya. What else is it we have to mention over here on the issue of Shishim? It's an important Tosfos. Again, all these Tosfos are important. The Gemara said, compare it to Truma. Compare it to Truma and make it Batel in 1 in 100. Maybe Machmer. It's just Tosfos 1 minute. This is what I was alluding to before and I stopped myself. What are all those Shi'urim? About 1 in 100, 1 in 200. Those are Chumros Durabanan that we have by Yavesh B'Yavesh, where we have, if something falls in, and you cannot tell the difference. Tosfos in Savar. Tema, nihi de truma ninu, even if you want to treat it like truma, says Tosas, we call makom, kishahu bekadera bedavra lach, betela beshishim. If it's balach, if it falls into a whole stew and it all mixes up together, then even truma has shishim. What's truma that's 100 or 200? If you have grain. So that's where we would say that you have the extra chumers derabanan. But if it's lach balach, or it falls into lach and it becomes all one big unit, then even my truma is only shishim. So Tosfos is forced to answer that maybe here, because its taste is so strong, then we treat it like Yavish B'Yavish. So Chumrah, again, it's all a Havamina what we do. V'yishlomah, the Sfirah, the Kivach, the Taimah, Chazak, B'Sheichar, Yishlo Damoso, the Trumah, the Davar Yavish. Okay, even though it's not really the same as that case, maybe we can be machmir with it. And the Ritva adds something similar. The Ritva says here, now on the last line of the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara is Halach L'Maisa. Everything is 60. All Yisurin in the Torah are 60. Says the Ritva, all Yisurin in the Torah. What about Chametz on Pesach? That's Asa B'Mashahu. I can find other items that are Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Mashahu. What does the Gemara say? This major klal of all Yisurin in the Torah are Shishim. So says the Ritva, I set up Shat, and I told my Rebbe about it, and he was very excited. He quotes, I told Mori Harav Rish Aleph, Lachar Rav Aaron Alevi, the Ra'ah, where Rana Levi Kalsani, the Perish Hazem Ma'od. He praised this pshat of mine, because the Gemara says, all Isurim. So the Ritva says, you just gotta fine tune it. All Isurin min b'shein omino. He just adds that in. All Isurim min b'shein omino are Shishim, right? Because then you go by taste and it knocks it out. All the other Isurim that we know of, all of the Mashahus that are min b'mino. Vahashta, havi klala dafkana, because it's dafka. First he said, maybe it's lav dafka. Right? It's most, not all. But he says, if you say my pshat, it's vadai. Vahashta, havi klala dafkana. Afilu bi isure mashahu, de avodizara, the chaldavar sheishlo matirin, the kolnose ta'amim, the eilucha yosim and akala zeh, everything's included except for one. Chameis bepesach, according to some rishonim. According to some gaonim, chameis bepesach doesn't mashu no matter what, even min bemino. But other than that, all the other cases is included in this principle, as long as you add in the words of min b'she'eno mino. Okay, so that's the Ritva, just to understand our Gemara. Okay, you need shishim. One final point. The Gemara in Chulin has a discussion, we're machmir, and that is, if an isser falls into a chaticha, this is just a halacha of shishim. If there's a kosher piece of meat that a little isser falls on it, and now that piece of meat falls into my stew, what do I need shishim keneged? Do I need shishim keneged the original isser, or do I need shishim keneged the entire piece of meat? Because of the principle, as we mentioned, of the past couple of days, chaticha nasis nevela. Does the piece of meat that becomes usser, the whole thing now becomes usser, once it didn't have the halachas of bittel? Or do I say, no, you just need bittel connected that drop? So that is a halacha in Yerudeya, in Simit Sadeches as well, as I was going to read before. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Isser shenizbashel imheter v'hushalem, He continues that, let's say, I mean, bakaf. Let's say you have not only a piece of meat, let's say a spoon. Or a spoon touches, you need kinega the iser that went into the spoon. Do you need kinega the entire spoon surface area that went in? So this is halacha in Siman Sadeches, in Hilchos Taroves, but we generally are machmer because we don't know how much went in. So therefore you have to be machmer, kineged the entire item. Okay, that finishes up that section. Back to Yayin Nesach. Says the Mishnah. Ovid gochavim shoyim ma'avirim Yisrael kadayayin mimakom lamakom. A non-Jew is helping a Jew move his barrels of wine from place to place. Im haya becheskas ha-mishtamer, if they're becheskas mishtamer. That means they are guarded. And the assumption is, the Gemara will explain how, there's mirtas. There's a factor that a guy would be scared to do anything. So then mutter, then the barrels are mutter. We don't assume anything was done. Discussion, the Ritva quotes two opinions here, is this even if they're open or not, or they're only closed? Or only closed. Because it's very good. If they're open, he can do something very fast. But either way, im hay b'chazda b'shtamer, it's mutter. Im hodio shuhu maflig, but if he lets him know that he's going out for a while, I'll be back in a couple of hours. So if he lets him know, how long does he have to be away, or let him know that he's going to be away, in order for the guy to feel comfortable to be able to do something, and not be scared. So machlokas. First opinion, kadesha yistom v'yaguf. Enough time to drill a hole in the barrel and to close it up and then it'll dry. I mean, that's what we're worried about. That a guy could drill a hole in the barrel and, I don't know, sip up some wine with a straw and then dry it up and then close, plaster it back up. So if a Jew is away or planning to be away for shorter than that time, then there's no problem. You don't assume that the guy did anything. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. No, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that kidei sheyiptach es achavis v'yagav v'tegov. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds, no, it's going to be visible. If you just drill a hole and try to patch it up, it's going to be visible when you come back. So a guy wouldn't do that. He would only do something if he has enough time to rip off the whole top of the barrel. Cut the whole top of the barrel off, and then do whatever he needs to do, and then plaster it back on. It's all going to look uniform, because it's the whole top of the barrel that's going to be put back on. So it's a longer time period. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is makel. Right, if you don't have this longer time period, then everything is mutter as well. The Rashba quotes here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well. This only applies if there's only one guy. These opinions apply. If there are, if there's more than one guy, see, like one could be a lookout on the side to see when you're coming back, then you might have more chumra halachas. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Mikuf Chavtes. In Yaradeya, that's where all these halachas come up. Continuing. Hameniach Yeino Bakaron. You leave your wine in a wagon or on a boat, obispina, v'halachlo v'kapandaria, and you left, took a shortcut somewhere. Nichnas the Medina v'rachas, when you went to take a shower, so mutter. So in that case also, because the guy did not know when you were coming back, you could come back at any moment. This is the principle called Yotzei v'nichnas. Right, that is why in all milchik restaurants, let's say, and in many other kosher eateries, that's the concept of Yotzei v'nichnas, because of this principle of mirsas, because the goy fears that a Jew could come in at any moment. So he can't, if a Jew always comes at the same time, the mashgiach comes in Monday morning at 10:30 every once a week. It's not good. Mashgiach can't come in exactly the same time every time. There's no mirsas then. Yotzei v'nichnas needs to be not knowing. The guy has to be a mirsas. What about fleishiks? We'll get to the number base. Why it's more chamor. Why there's a concept called the Mashpiach Tmidi. Imo Dio Shu Maflik, but if he told them that he's leaving, because they should yistom yagov, Shiva Gabriel Omer, because they should yitachazachav is yagov fatigov. Same machlok is quoted by the wagon and the boat. Next, Habiyachavikachav Machanus. What if you left a guy in your store? Afal Pish Yosef Nechnas Mutter. Even if he leaves and comes back, he's Mutter, because again, the guy is scared of trying anything. What do you mean? Does it apply? Well, that relates to the, what, to leaving a Jew in the store? Assuming, like the Machmer Shittus, that a Jew, a Mumar, we know a Mumar is, it makes Yayin Nesach. So if leaving a Jew, the same thing. Whoever would like make Yayin Nesach, you know, has these halachas. Is that Neman? Vim Haudio Shu Maflig, and if you let him know that you're going away for a while, Kadesha Yishtom Vyistom Vyagov, Shugabli Aloma, Kadesha Yivtachazachavis Vyagov Fatigov. Same machlok is quoted by the store. As you can expect, the Gemara will talk about why we need each of these cases. Haya Ochalim Wala Shulchan. What if you're eating with him at a table? I don't know why you'd be doing this. We have gzeiras against this. That's the whole point of Yayin Nesach. So you won't be eating with him at a table. But let's say you are. Let's say somehow you're with an Andrew at a table. V'hiniach l'gigin al shulchan v'login al adul v'ki. and you left some bottles of wine on the table, and there's others in the cupboard, there's others in the cabinet in your kitchen. And there's some open, and there's some put away. V'hinicho v'yatza, and you left. So mashal shulchan asur shala dul v'ki mutter. So whatever's on the table, you have to be worried that, you know, he's moved, he touched, because you left it there. What's put away, the mutter? We don't assume that he went into your storage and he took without permission. But v'im amarlo havei mozeg v'shoseh. If the guy said, the Jew said before he's leaving, enjoy yourself, okay? I'll be back soon. Enjoy yourself. If he said that, meaning dig in, then the guy doesn't feel any limitations. So afal shal aduvaki aser, even aduvaki is going to be aser. Period. Finally, last halacha, chavios psuchos asuros, stumos butaros. Kadesh yiftach v'yaguf v'tigov. Even the ones in the aduvaki are only aser, those who are that are open. If they're closed, then you have the same shiurim as we had before. Again, these are all very lamaisa halachas that are all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is, we quoted earlier in the Masechta, all the Balei HaTosfos and Rashi, trying to figure out, because this was very halacha lamaisa, all of these halachas. Many Jews were in the wine trade, and therefore, if you have non-Jewish workers, how long are you allowed to leave them in your store? How long are you allowed to leave them if you're traveling and going to make a delivery? All of these are quoted in Siman Kuf Chavtes. Din meiniach yayin b'yadovik achavim v'yisrael yotzei v'nechnas. 20 se'ifim. Right here. All of these halachas are in Siman Kuf Chavtes in Yeridea. I'll just read you the Rashba that I quoted before. Had the shorik shish derech hakalason dafka k'shovik achavim levado. Avalam heim shnayim o yoser asur. Efshar lechan mehem lishmar derech hakalason v'achar yiga. I could have a lookout. So therefore, it would be a problem. Good. Says the Gemara, Hechi dami b'cheses mishtamer. What does it mean, b'cheses mishtamer? Give me an example. Where else do you see this, cheskas mishtamer? Kidetanya, because the Brisa says, the Tosefta, Haresha hayu chamara v'polot, t'unitaros, right, we're quoting Halacha from Tumentara, which we're comparing to Yayin Esach. I have donkey drivers, upalavan workers that are carrying taros, my tar items. I feel hiflug mehan yoser mi mil. Even if I'm very distant from them, I see them in the distance. They see me taros of taros. I don't assume they were matami them because they're working for me. They don't want to cause any trouble. So therefore, as long as there's an issue of mirsas of being scared, so then it is tahar. But if I'm still in the city, and I say, you know what, start, I'll catch up. So they know I didn't start yet. So then there's no mirsas. And therefore, kibush is alma, eino mehem, once they're out of my line of vision, taharos of tameos, then it's going to be tame. So that's the source of mirsas. The Gemara, though, just asks, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference? Both cases, the seifa, he also knows that you're coming after them. So why, just because you say, I'll meet you, do we say that there is a problem? So Amar Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak answers, Reisha, rather the Bach changes it to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Maybe Rav Yitzchak was at a different time period. So Reisha, Bimitar, Chamar, Abu Paul, Avakach. No, Rav Yitzchak says, in the first case, you know why is that a problem? Because you were Tovel, you were Matvil, you made all of your workers go into Mikvah beforehand. So they're all Tar, that's why you're not worried. Because they're all Tar, so even if they touch it, it's not going to cause it to be a problem. So Rav says, Yihachi, Seifanami. So what second? Even the Seifa. So if we're not talking about two different cases, two different conditions, so the Seifa too should be tar. The Rebbe said, no, ein amaris makon amaga chavero. No, you're right. The problem is not the people, your workers, but what if they meet their friend on the road? They won't be so makon. They'll let their friend have something, so that'll cause the toma. What's the difference? If the case in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, is that you dunked your workers, but you're worried about other people coming, so again, it should be the same halacha. So amarava. No, the problem is, yeah, the reason in the ratio that it's mutter is because there are different ways to get there. There are shortcuts, there are diagonal paths, so that's why in the ratio there's worry and therefore it's tahar. So why don't you have that in the sefer too? Answer, kibun da amalahem lechu v'anibach areichem. Since he tells them, go and I'm going to come after you, samcha daitayu, they're not worried. Because they assume he's going to come on the regular road. So I'll be right there. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you. So they're not worried he's going to come from anywhere else. And therefore, it is more of a problem. Okay? This is all related to wine, whether there is an issue of yotzei v'nechnas. Yotzei v'nechnas. I saw in the, in the Maoris Hadaf, in the Aladaf. In the Aladaf, I quote that there is a Kabbalistic Chumrah. quoted in the Tshuvas Dovev Beisharim, that there are some Chassidim Va'anshei Maaseh that don't make Kiddush on, we're talking about a guy touching the wine. But there are some, there's a Kabbalistic Chumrah that, that some don't make Kiddush on wine on Shabbos and Yontif, even if it was seen by a guy. Not just touched by a guy or drank by a guy, even by seen by a guy. A Kabbalistic Chumrah of the Dovev Beisharim. And the question that he deals with is what happens. The Tshuvas Dovev Beisharim, who quotes this, says only if they see the wine, not if they see the container the wine is in. If they see the barrel, it's not a problem. So how many times is that? So that means you can't have any guy working in your store, right? So let's say it's only Jews, and it's barrel, so you transfer the barrel, so nobody ever sees it. So he discusses, what about a glass container? Is a glass container considered a kisui in terms of this chumrah? So he's, the Tshuvas Dovev Beisharim discusses it. But it comes up that what about this, the fact that something is glass, is that called mechuseh? Right, we know the Gemara says in brachas of tsoa ba'ashashis or erva ba'ashashis doesn't make a difference. If I can't daven next to, am I allowed to daven next to tsoa or erva ba'ashashis? There's a woman who's not dressed properly in front of me, but oh, she's behind the glass window. So if there's a mechitza there, of course you can't daven there. Because it's be'erva tali rachmana, says the Gemara. Tsoa ba'ashashis, maybe, because tsoa is totally on the smell. And therefore, if it's a separate thing, so I'm not supposed to look at it. But it could be maybe next to me if it's separate. But that is a question. What about glass? Is that a separate? Rav Shlomo Zalman, is a Shmir Shabbos quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos. What if you have a see-through challah cover? Is a see-through challah cover considered lechem mishnah covered? So he said, it depends on the reasons. Is it, does that have to be totally because the challah is going to be embarrassed because could a challah be see-through plastic? See-through? Or do you say it's mechuseh? Or do you say it's totally on the mon is covered? So is it a... Sometimes you have challah covers with designs, right, these especially handmade one, but it's not totally full. Sometimes you can see through it a little bit. Anyway, that's a discussion. But all that's a chumrah of the, as a Kabbalist of chumrah quoted, generally I don't think most hold of that. But that is all I'd be worried about, a guy touched it. But this concept of Yosef and Nechras, and it applies to many situations. But what about Fleishiks? Why do we know by Fleishik restaurants, is there a concept of Yosef and Nechras not being enough? And he was called a mashbiach tmidi, because that's because of Gemara. That's because of a different halacha, a Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin, which is quoted. I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Samach Gimel. That's the halacha called basar shenis ali min ha'ayin, meat, fleishiks that went out of vision of a Jew. The Shulchan Aruch says basar meikar adin basar that you find in the shuk. You don't know. You go after the rove. Most kosher butchers shop in the city, so it's kosher. Most non-kosher butchers shop, that it's usher. So those are the general. If you don't know, so you figure it out. Zehu din Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Dinah Raisi, follow the Rove. The kfar asru chachamim ko habaser hanimsa bein b'shuk bein b'yadov v'kachavim af al pi shakol ha-mokher v'kol ha-shochtim Yisrael. Even if they're all Jews, if it's baser shenis ali min ha'ayin, it's going to be Aser, midrabanan. Below od ela halokeach baser v'idichel bebeso. Even if you bought meat and you left it in your house, v'nela min ayin, put it in your fridge. Aser ela imkain hayalo bo simin osha hayalo bo tvias ayin v'hu makiro vade shehu zeh osha yitzra v'chasam. Right, if you have it in your, if you can recognize, if I bought the meat and I put it in my fridge that I left, and there was a non-Jewish person in the house while I was out, that I come back. It's more mekel than yai nesach, right? Meaning, as long as it's a chumr d'rabanan, and therefore, if I could tell, if tfias ayin, this is exactly what I bought, so then it would be okay. Okay, that's the chumr of why the concept of Yosef and Nechaz does not apply to meat, to basar. Viter. Haminiach, ovikachavim bechanusa v'chul, haminiach, yayin obakarna besfina, v'chul, v'tzricha. Why do you need all three cases in the Mishnah? Ditana, ovikachavim. This savar dilma asi v'chazilei. If it's just stam with a guy, so maybe that case has those halachas because he's worried. Avakardo besfina, but by a wagon or a boat, ema demaflag leilis finte v'avin my debay. Maybe he could drive the wagon or the boat a little bit and go away and then come back. So maybe he's not as worried. Kamashbal, the same halachas apply. V'itana bakarno besfina mishum desavar dilma asi b'urchach risi v'koye. Maybe if it's a wagon or a boat, maybe he's worried that maybe he'll come from another place. V'koye agud, he'll stand up on the wall. V'chazilei, he'll see me. Avlo v'kachavim bechanusa, but in a store, it's all closed up. Ema achid lei b'lababa v'avid kol debay. He'll close the door. He'll do whatever he wants inside the store. It's not visible from the outside. Kamashblan, that's why you need all the cases. That also is lakula. once you feel, once he has the mirsas. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlokes bishel sid. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole machlokes, and how much do you need? Is it enough to have the drilling time, or do you have to have totally ripping off the top of the barrel time? The machlokes is only if you're using plaster. Aval bishel tit, different type of material. Because tit, for sure, would show on the side, and therefore everybody would agree that nobody would do that. You'd have to, everybody holds the shear is where you cut off the whole top of the barrel. Meisve, is that really true? Rashbag says, I'm right that it goes by chopping off the whole top of the barrel. Because according to what you're saying, it's going to be visible. So he's not going to do it. That was the statement of Rashbag. So we'll talk about it. E amrit bishlamah bishel tit machlokes. If you want to say the machlokes is about tit, haidu diktani stumo nikar be milmal be milamata. That's what it means. The sasam is nikar above or below, because it doesn't matter where he plasters it back up. It's going to be nikar. El e amrit bishel sid machlokes. But if you say the machlokes is only about sid, bishlamah lamata yadia elamala holo yadia lamata. Fine, he'll know about it. But lamala, if it, he makes a new area, so it's not going to be recognizable. That's just the nature of Sid. So what does the conversation mean? It won't be recognizable. So what does Rashbag mean? So Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who did lo yada my kamir rabbanan. No, Rashbag's statement, he really wasn't sure what the rabbanan held. V'hachi kamir lo, this is what he meant to say. E b'shel tit kamri, so if your shita, that you're allowed, your machbir, that the drilling time is your threshold of time, if you said that about a case of tit, stumo nikar be milamal be milamata, that is recognizable both on top and on bottom. V'ibishal sid kamrisu, and if it's shal sid, nihid lamalo yodia, lamata mi yodia. There's still a way that, let's say you put the barrel on, even if you chop the top of the barrel off and you stuck it back on, fine, on the outside, he'll be able to smooth it down very nicely and it won't be recognizable. But what about from the inside? You can't get there. So when the Jew opens the barrel, he'll see there was tampering. So even inside. So Rabbanan, answer no problem. He's not worried about that. Why? Kiva de milamala lo yadia, since he looks on the outside and he sees everything is good, so lo masaka daite to afet v'chazile. He's not going to focus. He'll just take off the top of the barrel and throw it away. He won't focus on the inside to look at it, because he'll see nothing's on the outside. Inami zimnin dechalim, or he, sometimes it dries evenly, and therefore there's no raya that it will be recognizable. Okay, fine. Amar Rava finishes off. Halacha k'rshimeng amliel. The halacha like k'rshimeng amliel. Ho'ol b'tzran tzlava kavase. The halacha is l'kula, like Rashbag. You have the longer time period of coming off the top of the barrel, because we have a stam mishnah like him. See the Gilyan Ashas here? He quotes the Rashbam and Baba Basra. Shram Baba Basra says there is a principle there that the Gemara says in a few places. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, in Mishnayis, except for three cases. Right? Raya, Achrona, Tzidon, Arev, three cases. So the Rashbam says there that there's some Amara must not hold to that principle. Because if you ever have anybody out there that says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it must be that they don't hold. The halacha is always like a Shogam Liam, except for these three cases. So that's the Rashbam. He quotes that from Baba Basra. So Titzan, where's the Stam Mishnah like Rashbag? Hayochal al Shulchanimo, Viniach Logan al Shulchan, Logan al Dovaki, quotes our Mishnah. Viniach Viyatza, Mashal al Shulchan, also Mashal al Dovaki, Mutter. Viyamam al Havi Mazak Vishosef, he says, please partake. Ashal al Dovaki, Asser. Even what's on the Dovaki is Asser. Chavias psuchos asurot stumos mutaros kadesh yiftach v'yagov v'tegov. Right, the last six lines of our Mishnah. That's stama. That's stama. It doesn't say the Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So says the Gemara. That's a riot to Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So Gemara says pshita. It's pretty obvious that he has to quote the whole Mishnah. It's obviously Rashi says pshita de tana sasam la kavase. It's obvious that we have a stam Mishnah like him. Well, what's the chiddush of Rava? So the Gemara doesn't always ask that when we say halacha. We have a stam, maybe because the Gemara sometimes quotes a stam Mishnah that's not our Mishnah. Here quoted our Mishnah. So what? Of course, we see that it's clear. So Gemara says no. Ma'od the tema kula Rashbag tani la. No, you might have said the whole last part of the Mishnah is all a continuation of Rav Shmuel Gamliel talking, because he started talking in the middle of the Mishnah. And if you look back at the Mishnah, maybe he says the whole thing towards the end. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that really, no, it is Stam. It is Stam, those last couple of lines, and therefore it is a riot. Finishing up. Okay, so since we hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that we have the longer time period. The Lochayish Lishtuma. We're not worried about drilling. The Hilfta Kavasid Rebel Yezer. The Lochayish Lizyufa. And we also like Rebel Yezer. Where's Rebel Yezer? If you don't remember, it's about 30 blot ago, where Rabbi Eliezer says that one chosam is enough by wine. Right, just to make sure it's closed. So ha'inna my time alone must be in the chamer. We don't have to. If we have all these kulas, so why don't we give wine to non-Jews to wash for us? Answer: mishum shaycha. We're worried about shaycha. What shaycha? Rashi says we're worried that they might make a tiny little hole that's really not visible. I'm sorry. There is a little hole always in there to let a little air into the barrel. That exists, so we're worried they might stick in a tiny little straw and be menaseh and drink from it or move it around. So that is why, even though you have all these kulas, there's still a worry. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and enjoy the Sefer Mitzvah Shirim are and the Parsha Shir are now on the OU.org website. But we continue here. Baruch Hashem, Project Sinai, heading through Avodah Zarah. A little bit left, not much left. Another week or so of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and then comes Maseches Harayos.